This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, March 19th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nelly. Here's today's headlines. Roberts on farm bill chances, slim to none. Mexico unhappy with product of USA rule, and cellulosic biofuel waiver petition denied. Former Senate Ag Chair pessimistic on farm bill. The top Republican of the Senate Ag Committee, John Bozeman of Arkansas, insists at the summit that he is still focused on getting a farm bill passed this year. He said if you talk to the average person in Congress, most members of Congress want to get the farm bill done on both sides. But his predecessor, former Senate Ag Committee Chair Pat Roberts of Kansas, doesn't think there's much chance of a bill passing this year. It's unfortunate, but I think we're in a situation where the chances for a farm bill this year are slim to none, and Slim just left town, Roberts said as he spoke on the sidelines of the AgriPulse Summit yesterday. Roberts noted that Senate Ag Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow of Michigan remains opposed to reallocating funding provided to conservation programs through the Inflation Reduction Act. But Roberts says there are issues with hardline conservatives within House Republicans. We have to reconcile ourselves to the fact that there's too much opposition among some of the Republican Party, the Freedom Caucus. He continued, maybe we can get past this election, get past some of the more partisan groups, and then get down to business very quickly. We all know what we'd like to do. It's just the access to the money to do it. Chairwoman Stabenow reiterated where she stood on the bill, and you can read more at AgriPulse.com. Mexico displeased with product of USA rule. Mexico's frustrations over the Agriculture Department's recent decision to finalize a rule limiting product of the USA labels to meat, poultry, and eggs that have never left the United States has the nation considering its options. Mexico's Ministry of Economy, in a press release translated by AgriPulse using Google, decried the rule, which it says, quote, is discriminatory against Mexican producers who exported $3 billion worth of beef last year. The rule, they say, also contravenes the principles of economic integration that underlie the, quote, U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. Mexico sees constructive dialogue as its preferred path forward, but said it would carefully analyze the possibility of using the mechanisms available in both the USMCA and the World Trade Organization to address its trade concerns. From the USDA perspective, with the final rule, USDA is doing its job to protect consumers from misleading label claims, Agriculture Department spokesperson Alan Rodriguez said in a statement. The product of the USA claim is not mandatory. With the final rule, it remains a voluntary claim. USDA will continue to engage with our trading partners to address any questions or concerns they might have. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate of Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Among Edge's top priorities is milk pricing reform. Over its long history, the federal order system has aimed to serve farmers by ensuring the orderly marketing of fluid milk. But changing production and consumption patterns are rendering the system ineffective. Edge envisions changes that create flexibility, promote fairness, and strengthen the relationship between farmers and processors.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Petition seeking waiver of cellulosic biofuel obligation denied. EPA has denied a petition from the American Fuel and Petrochemical Manufacturers asking the agency for a partial waiver of the cellulosic biofuel standard under the Renewable Fuel Standard. AFPM filed the petition in December, saying EPA needed to address, quote, a significant shortfall in cellulosic biofuel production under the RFS, which, if left uncorrected, quote, will harm U.S. refineries and consumers and create additional volatility in the D3 Renewable Identification Number, or RIN, market. EPA, however, determined that there are enough cellulosic RINs and compliance flexibilities exist for obligated parties to comply with the existing 2023 cellulosic biofuel standard, even if the number of available cellulosic RINs, quote, ultimately falls short of the number of RINs needed for obligated parties to satisfy their cellulosic biofuel obligations for 2023, we do not expect that shortfall would be of such magnitude that obligated parties would be forced into noncompliance with their RFS obligations, EPA said in its denial. Feed industry group worried about EPA's formaldehyde assessment. The American Feed Industry Association is concerned that EPA's draft risk evaluation for formaldehyde could result in unnecessary workplace restrictions and prevent use of the chemical to combat African swine fever if the disease should make its way into the U.S. In its document, EPA said it had, quote, determined with high confidence that most formaldehyde conditions of use can lead to adverse health outcomes based on calculated risk estimates if workers are not protected from breathing or touching formaldehyde. The draft evaluation, prepared to comply with the Toxic Substances Control Act, will undergo public comment before EPA makes a final determination on whether the substance presents an unreasonable risk to health and the environment. EPA said it would release a separate risk evaluation under the Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, and Rodenticide Act. But AFIE's Leah Wilkinson, Vice President of Public Policy and Education, said in a statement, quote, the U.S. animal food industry must have access to this safe and effective tool. AFI said it's working with the other agriculture groups and the American Chemistry Council to oppose the agency's efforts, quote, to further regulate formaldehyde. Energy Department. Biomass production could feasibly expand to more than 1 billion tons annually. Biomass production could, quote, sustainably triple in the U.S. to more than 1 billion tons per year, with the most potential for its growth coming from energy-producing crops that can be grown outside of prime cropland, that according to a new Energy Department report. The U.S. could produce an additional 400 million tons of biomass each year under the right market conditions while still meeting demands for conventional crops, the report said. Much of its growth could come from, quote, purpose-grown energy crops, often perennial plants that can be grown on more marginal lands. These crops present, quote, comparative economic advantage over other cropland uses in parts of the southern plains, though not in highly productive regions, supporting high-value crops. Energy crops could generate an additional 300 to 600 million tons of biomass per year, the report says. One important finding, the report says, production of 1 billion tons of biomass per year could support 60 billion gallons of fuel, or 1.7 times the quantity needed to meet the White House grand challenge to make the airline industry carbon neutral by 2050. Here's today's He Said It. My prognosis is to take two Advil and go home and relax. That former Ag Secretary Dan Glickman asked about his prognosis for the Farm Bill. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, March 19th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.